Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 630 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I am joined via Skype by Brad Oxnam, and Brad's going to join us for 2 weeks in a row. He's going to join us this week to help me talk about Southern Fried Nuptials, the show that I'm directing out at Chaffin's Barn. And, you know, I figured it would be more interesting to have another person in on the conversation besides me talking about myself to myself, which, you know, I do often. But probably not the most entertaining podcast to ever listen to. So we're going to get our conversation with Brad just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the hosting donations accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Do you like what you hear? You got a thought about it? You want to express that thought? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @InexplicableDS, @ Inexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So, let's get on with the interview.
Bad credit? No credit? High-interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
All right, IDassers, I am joined via Skype this week by Brad Oxnam, friend of the podcast, fellow actor, great contributor to the cause, as it were, and this is our, to be quite honest, this is our second time through discussing what we're going to discuss tonight, because the first time, you got lost. The data was not there. The gremlins grabbed it and chewed it up and spit it out somewhere, but not in my MacBook.
Darn interweb demons.
Darn internets. So anyway, thank you, Brad. Thank you so much for sitting with me the first time, and then now sitting with me again to make sure we get some audio about this.
Hey, I'm glad too. So it's always fun to talk to you. So I'm happy to get it twice in one night.
That's it's always an adventure, that's for sure. So anyway, Brad is going to help me talk about Southern Fried Nuptials because I directed Southern Fried Nuptials at Chaffin's Barn Theater, and I figured doing an interview with someone other than myself, talking about myself to myself, you know, even though I do that a lot in life, probably not the most interesting podcast to listen to. So Brad has joined in to kind of help me talk about me. Wow. Yeah,
it makes it a little more like inside the actor's studio rather than just like, you know, homeless guy in a tin cap or something like that.
Who's the guy madly muttering about stuff.
That's right.
So
tell me about Southern Fried Nuptials, man.
So Southern Fried Nuptials is the second piece of the – it's a play written by Dietz Osborne and Nate Appler.
Local boys.
Yeah. So the first installment is Southern Fried Funeral, and it's set in fictional New Edinburgh, Mississippi. And it centers around the Fry family. And Funeral starts the whole thing off with the father of the family – Dewey Sr. has just died. Oh. So we have Dorothy, who's the wife. We have the three siblings. We have Harlene, Sammy Joe, Dewey Jr., and as kind of the core of the family. Mm-hmm. Sammy Joe is married to Sammy Joe is married to Beecham Lafitte. Mm-hmm. And Harlene has an off-again, on-again relationship with Atticus Van Leer. And that kind of is set up in Southern Fried Funeral. Now where we are at Southern Fried Nuptials is 2 years later, and we're on the eve, the precipice, if you will, of Harlene's matrimonial event to Atticus Van Leer. So that's kind of where the story picks up. Of course, it's you know, high stress, seating charts are a problem, this person next to this person next to this person, that'll never work.
Oh, that never happens at weddings. Never.
Yeah, so it's a true story, Brad. So it does happen. I've seen it on CBS.
Oh, I've seen it on Bradzilla, so that'll be okay.
So that's where that kicks off, right? And then we have Carter Canfield comes in, and he plays a man that Harlene may or may not have been married to previously. So that's what starts the drama, and the hilarity sort of ensues, of course. Other characters in there, we have, of course, the heart of and soul, I think, of these plays is the character Fairy June, which is played by Lainey Sasser, and it's Lainey's world, and we're just living in it.
Oh yeah, she's fantastic. So she's absolutely fantastic.
We have her compatriot and the best friend of Dorothy, Martha Ann, and that's played by Tammy Whited. We are introduced to Vester Pickens of Pickens Pickles. Say that really fast.
That is a really big mouthful, man.
Hey, it's big pickles. But that's played by Benny Jones. And we have, of course, the Ozella Meeks character, who is the busybody, ne'er-do-well pain in the tuchus that every southern town has. Played by several women, but mainly by Joy T. Lee Perriman, and I'll get into what that means in a minute. Let's see. Dorothy Fry is played by Ginny Wallace. Harlene is played by Ginny Norris. Jenna Pryor is playing Sammy Joe. Austin Olive is playing her husband, Beecham. J. Robert Lindsay is playing Atticus Van Leer. Daniel Bissell is playing Dewdrop Dewey Jr., who's you know, a sandwich short of a picnic. His character, I think, his character is what my great aunts would say touched. So that's the character there. And then Gabe Atcherly plays Carter Canfield.
Okay. And this is a powerhouse cast, man.
This is a really great cast, and I think that's everybody. If I've left anybody out, I apologize.
Who's the second wardrobe supervisor?
Joy. Jenny, right. Probably. Okay. Jenny Wallace is our second wardrobe supervisor.
Oh wow, look at that. I was just trying to throw you a loop, but hey, you came back at me, so that's great.
No, she helps out with costumes, so give her thanks there. And what's cool, Brad, is that this cast is amazing, and most of them have played these roles before.
Ooh, okay.
So Tammy Whited has played Martha Ann before. I think Lainey Sasser has been every Fairy June ever.
Well, she has to be.
I mean, yeah, like I said earlier, it's her world and we're living in it. Let's see. When I did Southern Fried Funeral, I played the evil uncle, Dubbed Fry.
Did you have a mustache to twirl and everything?
No, but I did have this grayed hair. Yeah, I didn't have facial hair, but I did have, I'd had very, very, well manicured gray hair, if I may say so. let's see. So, Ginny Norris played Harlene before. Jenna Pryor has played Sammy Joe before. But what's cool about these people that are, and Ginny Wallace, who plays Dorothy in this production, has directed this production in a previous incantation. So what was really cool about this is we got to work on the script, and we didn't have to spend time developing, fleshing out what these people are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're already there.
But what's interesting, too, is that at least for Ginny Norris and Jenna Pryor, I don't think they've done this version elsewhere. But for them, it is playing the same role, but
really actually tackling what happens next to these characters.
Yeah. So do you think as a director, were you able to like discover new moments with these characters that, you know, since that's kind of a big thing, if you played the character more than once, like, you know, just off the top of my head, these people that, you know, will play Shakespearean roles over and over and over, like so many of our friends do, you know, how do you keep that fresh and not do the same thing you did the last time?
Right, right. Where that was, I'm probably going to say that was my biggest challenge was to get, and kudos to the cast. There was not a whole lot of my character wouldn't do that. You know what I mean? Like they were open to, okay, you know, let's try this or let's try that. No, that didn't work. And, that didn't work, but this will, you know, that kind of thing. Because one thing I wanted to make sure happened, and I think they obviously did as well, is I wanted them to, even though I would say this is kind of a Southern farce, I wanted, there's a lot of heart in it and tender moments, and I wanted to give those their due weight to make these people real people.
As opposed
to, you know, the stereotypical, this is the, you know, dastardly salesman, and this is the, you know, the whatever, you know, the plantation owner, whatever.
Yeah, well, written plays, you know, drama or comedy, they've always got that heart-filled center you know, you can – I think that's great that you decided, look, we want to give this message. We want to tell this story, and we can act crazy all around this little part, but this is what the audience has got to take away from it.
Right.
And if you and the cast, like, gelled around that idea and told that story, wasn't one of your one of the reviews, it was zestfully directed?
Yes, I zestfully direct, Brad. That's what I do.
I would say that's a success. So I would say you guys nailed the whole heart of the show and got some craziness around. And you guys are selling pretty well, too. You're in your closing weekend,
We're in our
right?
closing weekend, and we have a Thursday matinee, which is completely sold out. So tough luck to you. So the only performances you got left are Friday night and Saturday night, and they're filling up fast. And, you know, we have the reviews, and they've been great reviews. But what I'd like is seeing them, people's comments on Facebook that I have no clue who they are, but they're friends of the person that, you know, may be in the show. And to see the comments like, I can't wait to come back and bring X with me, you know.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of those. And that to me means we did good work.
Yeah. Right?
Not only does it about ticket sales or whatever, but I mean, the fact that they want to come bring someone to share these people's work on stage, to share this gift, you know, that to me was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's beautiful, man. That's what you want. You want, especially if it's not a, you know, one of those big blockbusters like Mary Poppins or Hamilton, like people are going to come back and see those. But when it's a new play, well, I guess.
It's not a new play, but
it's not a new play, but it's more local. It's not like name brand. Right. So to have people say, I want to come see this show because it's so much fun and I got so much out of it that I'm bringing more people with me. That's beautiful. So,
and of course, it's a testament to the cast and of course to the playwrights Dietz and Nate. Cool little fact, this is the last production before it goes into the play scripts world and has gone through that mechanization.
Wow. So, okay. That's awesome.
So we're giving it a good send off, I think. But when I talked about Joy Tilly Pearman playing Ozilla Meeks, and I said there were multiple ladies doing that earlier, I'm not gonna HIPAA law prevents me from saying blah 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 blah. But needless to say, Joy found herself at the end of our last dress in a state that would preclude her from performing.
Oh no.
So she's better now and has rejoined the show after the first weekend. But, I have to give big shout outs to, Vicky White and Debbie Kraske for answering the phone on Wednesday night at 9:30 PM saying, hey, what you doing?
So they joined the cast that late.
I mean, clearly they had to do it script in hand, and it's perfect for that character because she is the the wedding planner, so she has a binder. One of the props was a big binder, so it's not – it masked well. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so that part was fine. It would be fine if they went on book and everybody saw the book. And, you know, I mean, at that point, we needed help, and we got it. And so Vicky White came in and did one performance of the matinee, the first matinee, technically the opening matinee on book.
Okay.
And then Debbie Kraske came in, played the Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. Wow. She had done the role before.
Okay.
So it, you know, and it had been several years since she'd done it, but she came in. So my heart goes to those two ladies, and if they ever need anything ever.
That's brilliant. Yeah, that's amazing. So, I mean, both of us have like had to fill in for people who've, you know, unfortunately had to drop out for shows for whatever reason. So kudos to those ladies for stepping up to the plate and being willing and able to do a show at the last minute and to help out. How did the rest of the cast like Joe with that? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, no, I was going to say it was a brilliant. The cast were brilliant. They hopped in. They knew the situation. I mean, everybody knew the situation. And it was all hands on deck, and everybody hopped in and was supportive. And, you know, and I couldn't have asked more from them. They understood the situation. But what I think was really cool was in a matter of 24 hours, I saw three women. Play the same role with the same script and the same props and the same big ginormous wig and three vastly different vastly different characterizations of what Ozella Meeks was, and I couldn't have been happy. It was really cool. I mean, just as a theater geek, you know, to see this artist's take on it, and then this one, and then this one. It was a treat at the end of a very bad situation.
Oh, yeah, especially – and just as actors, you know, we love seeing that kind of stuff. Like it's rare we get the chance to like compare one character or three different people playing the same character, and to see three people do it successfully, I'm sure was just – amazing to watch. So it's too bad you can't do that every show.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Don't do that.
That's a bad idea, Brad.
I'm very glad that Joy was able to like come back and rejoin the cast and everything. But yeah, totally kudos to the two understudies who popped in and were able to just be willing to jump in and play. That's awesome. And for the rest of the cast to be able to support them and say, we will help you do what you need to do and do it well.
And yeah, and it was funny. Both ladies said to me, you know, like, well, I'm sure they'll just shove me in the way when I need to be where I need to be. And I was like, yeah. I mean, we gave them the blocking and we walked through it, but it was like, yeah, you know, pressure's off. If you're in the wrong place, somebody's going to politely push you out the way.
I remember like several moons ago in college, we had like an issue where tech was bad. So finally, like the tech board operator just said, you know what? If a light comes on, just go to that. And so that's just one of those like, okay, if I'm in the wrong place, you're going to get pushed. So, yep. And that's fine. Yep. Great.
And that's, you know, as we know, because we've done this before, that's the brilliance of theater. Mm-hmm. I mean,
finds a way
to get done. Yeah, to quote Jeff Goldblum,
paraphrase Jeff Goldblum, theater finds a way. We will always find a way. No, that's wonderful. So you're in your last weekend. So tell me where people can find tickets and find out what times and.
Okay.
Said Friday and Saturday. So
Friday and Saturday nights. Shows at 7:30. Dinner starts at 5:15.
Cool. All right.
You can order your tickets online by going to ChavinsBarnTheater.com, or you can call 615-646-9977 and talk to a human. You can order online. Now, you just ordering tickets.
Okay.
If you want the buffet, once you get to the theater, you can order from your server. Here's a new twist, too. So it's not just the buffet. They also have a menu of smaller plate items.
Oh, okay.
I.e. sliders and, you know, chicken wings and that sort of
thing. Oh, that's cool. So that's new from the last time I was at the barn. So that's they're coming up.
They're awesome. Moving on up in the world. We got online reservations and everything.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. This is modern technology.
What can it do? What can it do?
Sometimes it works for you and sometimes it don't.
Oh, don't get me started. Well, actually, don't get us started since this is our second interview.
This is our second take. I will say we have a lot more air out of this one than the first one.
I think so. I think we'll be okay. So, but yeah, that sounds great. So, and just say congratulations on a show well directed and well performed. And
thank you. It's been a wildly successful play.
That's wonderful. So congratulations.
To paraphrase my high school football coach, it was a wildly successful play.
A wildly successful play. It was the Hail Mary of plays.
It definitely was a flea flicker.
That's awesome, man. Well, I hope you guys have a great last run, man. So congratulations again.
Thank you so much, and thank you for sitting in.
Absolutely, man. So thank you.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
All right, so that is it. I'd like to thank Brad Oxenham for stopping by via Skype today to help me talk about Southern Fried Nuptials, which is currently running at Chapman's Barn Theater, and it's the show that I directed. And that's why I had Brad out to help me talk about the show, so it's not me talking about me to me, which, you know, like I said in the intro, I do quite often. But again, not the most entertaining podcast, I imagine. Of course, tickets are going fast. Thursday matinee is sold out. This is our closing weekend. So again, tickets available for Friday night and Saturday night only. So if you want to see the wonderful cast do wonderful play that I had a little bit of hand in, then please make sure you listen to the contact information that is in the show notes page for this particular episode, which you can find at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show on Twitter at inexplicableds, at capital I, inexplicable capital D, capital S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, Brad is going to return again to talk about his role as Sebastian in The Tempest for Nashville Shakespeare Festival. So we're going to hear a little bit more from Brad next week. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnitude. We are not evil.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No ease. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.